So what exactly are the gunas? Are they subtle forces? The gunas have two distinct aspects to them. One is the gunas comprise material nature. That means that they are like the building blocks of material existence. Tribhir gunamayair bhavair ebhi sarvamidam jagat. Krishna talks about that the material energy, she is made of the three gunas. So that means everything that exists in matter, it is a manifestation of the three modes. So the modes themselves are not gross, they are subtle. So at one level they are the building blocks of material nature, and all that exists comprises of three modes and a combination of three modes. Another way is that the modes are subtle forces that shape the interaction between matter and consciousness. So this vision is what we normally see from the pictures in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, where there is Maya Devi, she is above, and he is pulling the strings, and the strings are said to be three modes: there's goodness, passion, ignorance. The three strings he is pulling the conditioned souls. This means that she is actually the. That means we are all like puppets in her hands. She is a puppeteer, and the modes are like the puppeteer's strings through which she pulls. So in this case, the modes are subtle forces that shape how we perceive matter, what we want to do with matter, how we find some matter enjoyable, some matter not enjoyable, and all such things. So essentially, the mode of goodness, we pursue things in one way. In passion, we pursue another way. So that means the modes are both building blocks of existence and also shapers of perception. So they exist in that, they exist as both roles. And in both roles, they are actually subtle. So they are never visible to us, but they can be seen from the effect they have on our consciousness. So sometimes you may feel overwhelmed by a particular mode, goodness or passion or ignorance, and that indicates the presence of that mode, not just the presence, the predominance of that mode.